Hello. Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast. I took a week's break. I had 2 minutes. We're absolutely shot. I got Desmond off the doctor and he told me to take a wee week's break because I was fucked. But I'm back, I'm sack, and I'm cracked. This week I am joined by an absolute beauty on the scene. She is sometimes known as Fountain Lane, but we all know her as the one, the only, it's Becca Boone!
Hi!
Or babes.
I love that you said that you were taking a break for just the rest, but you were actually getting your soul reached.
That was the other week. There was a lot of work to be done. It took 7 to 8. It was kind of like working on the Northern Ireland roads, made of potholes I had. Have you ever drove? You don't drive, do you?
I don't drive, no, thank God.
Have you ever been in a vehicle that drives on the road and the potholes are fucking wild?
Literally get up my street, yeah.
Oh my God. Wild. Well, that's West Belfast for you, love. It's fucking terrible. You're still driving back in the 30s.
You've got a wee butt plug in, you're bouncing, it's lovely.
She's married now. Well, thank you very much for coming on. You're a pleasure to have.
Thank you. Your vocals
will go through the airwaves or wherever people are listening. And everybody's having a shite listening to this. Going,
I know, actually.
Mega, you're great.
Oh fuck.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. What is it? Brown noise? You know those white noise that you say brown noise after you shave?
Oh my God.
That's what this is.
Is there thing is brown noise?
I have no idea, but I'm sure there is.
Imagine like people are like putting white noise on for the child. My nephew, my sister has to play like something firing some shite. Or somebody's like a flushing toilet. God, that was nice, thank you. It was gorgeous. Fart noise, that'd be great.
Just a rumble in your tummy.
I find sometimes if you're in like a public toilet or like difficult, can you piss into your urinal?
Sometimes if I really need to go, like if I've just had a monster, but like other times I'm like,
is it just had a monster as in like some sort of ugly gay man or a drink?
Both.
I just had a monster over from Grindr.
You have to pee just after you have sex, just so you don't get an STI.
Oh, I'm trying to piss my heart on.
Oh my God, it's literally, what's like a block dam or something, or a tube, a pipe, whatever.
Oh, I've seen it where somebody's clearing it in an old pipe. It's like, but you piss your heart on, it goes up in the air and the whole bathroom floor. You're like, go to them dirty towels.
Do you get when it comes out, it's two separate ones? You're like, what the fuck?
Two different streams?
It's like,
100%. It's like those, like, what is that, Star Trek? Is it Star
Spock?
Trek? Spock's fingers. It comes out of Spock's fucking fingers, pishing. And then it's in the, but thank God my toilet, bath, and sink are all beside each other. So I'm like, catch it,
oh my God.
Catch it, sisters. It goes nowhere, it goes on the floor. I pushed myself in my front door once coming in one night and drag.
I fully believe that.
I tell the story everywhere. I mean, I'm on.
Did you not piss on stage before?
Oh God, no, Jesus.
No? Why do I have that in my head, pure Fergie?
I don't really know. No, I was in the taxi coming up the road. I was like, oh fuck, you know what, I can wait, I'll be alright, be alright. But all of a sudden, it was just like, as I got closer to the house, it was like, no. No. Don't know what that, I think it sounds like a Derry accent. It's me and Robin Diamonds chatting too much. No, why not? And the next thing, I got to the door, and as I put the key, nope, key fell. Dropped it in my hands, hit the dirt. I was like, please, Jesus fucking Christ, no! And keep going, nope, couldn't get in. Finally, as I got the key into the lock, turned it, the door unlocked. And what also unlocked was the dam.
Were you tucked? Did you just piss up your arms?
Wouldn't say tucked, more sort of smashed face, as I like to call it. I don't tuck, it's just sort of like...
So it kind of went up your belly then?
Over the front of itself, just sort of like... an expanding pish area, and I felt it run down the leg of my tights as I stood at the door going,
oh, fuck,
it's happening. No, in bridesmaids, it's happened.
You definitely did the gig the next day without washing your tights.
No, it was definitely three pairs. No, I got slung in the washing machine straight away. I was like, get you into fuck. But I remember literally taking my shoe off and just pouring the pish out of him. I was like, well, I'm having a lovely night. Congratulations, me. I have reached that age of 34. Congratulations. You've won. Why are you crying? You've got the hairiest muff. Swear to God, I mean, if anybody wants to date me now, come forth.
I don't hear any stories.
It's only in drag, I don't pish myself on a daily basis. Like,
no.
I don't. The answer is but here, Miss Thing, what's the crack? Tell us all about you. How are you? How long have you been doing drag now?
It's been 3 years now. Three years in February there, yeah.
Of the worst years of February.
3 is the magic number. Maybe it's just quit.
Why do I feel like it's been longer?
Because I'm a meltdown torture you.
Well,
I've literally been torturing you since I started.
Nah, but it's been good crack. You've been good. Look at you now. You're covering everybody else's case. You're like a, you're like one of these like a rental van. I'm like, my van's off road. Would you be able to borrow back a bit, sir?
I'm literally just like a cover artist. I'm like fucking Westlife. I'm a cover artist. Someone leaves their gig and then I take it.
Like, can I get her on a lease for 3 weeks? Yes, yes, no problem at all. She's available for this, but she's not because she's got to go up to cover a fella doing gas and electric repairs in Cookstown for 2 months. Is that all right? Yes, no problem. I'll take her for the 2 months anyway in there. Go, no, but if you, or Friday nights, Union Street Bar.
Yes, your, Friday night, yeah.
The, what is it called? I'm like, what's it called now? Fridays.
Fabulous Fridays. Absolute Fridays.
I see everything all the time. I'm thinking of other fucking nights. It's that hemorrhage in your ear. You're like, would you stop posting incessantly, please? Oh, no, I'm just getting older and grumpier, I think. I'm like, for God's sake, that's the fifth time today I've seen that same fucking poster for that same bastard night. Fuck off.
No, but like, my Facebook now is literally just an ad for Becca Boots. Like, I don't post anything now. It's just literally me sharing bar posts. Like,
I barely post on Facebook. I try only to keep it. Don't you have to keep it words only? No, yeah. Like, tags, anything. Because if you add anything, boom, you're gone. Nobody sees it. But if you just write words, like, these words of mine. Natasha Bedingfield.
Wrong words. These words are wrong.
No,
these words are my own.
These words are my own.
You said these words are mine.
Didn't say own in the end. Fell upstairs. Sorry. You're trying to cancel me, Ben.
Oh my God, all the Tasha Benefield fans are going to come for you.
Fuck me. She's working on Asda these days. Leave me a little perfect sake. So, for 3 years, you've been after the old DRAG. Yeah. DRAG, Dolly Parton.
I know.
Do you enjoy it? Do you like it?
I absolutely love it.
Have you been riddled with depression yet? It all comes.
Oh, fully. Completely. You literally have one bad gig, or you do one thing wrong, and then for 3 days you hate yourself, and you're like, I'm awful, why am I doing this? And then you're like, do you know what, I'm class again.
Oh, you just go, oh my God, you have one. Yeah, I know, 100%, something good in your,
no, do you know what I actually do? I literally, see if I have like a really, really, really bad show, I go back and look at videos of really, really good ones and go, it's okay, I can do it.
It's okay, I believe in myself. I just pay £50 a week and go and see a counsellor. I must say,
it's cheaper.
Fuck, better health. Congratulations. Supporting.
Oh my God, is that the ad for this one?
No, fuck that. If I got it for free, yes. I usually get one through work, but they only want to talk to you over the phone, and I'm like, nah. I do that with my mates anyway, melt their heads. I'm not going to do it with some bent in England. They tell me, have you ever wanted to shake around live? No, I've something to do next week, darling. I can't be at that. I got asked that once.
Yeah?
In what? I was very, very not well a long time ago. And when you had to go into hospital, and the doctor was like, he was a big Nigerian fellow, goes, do you ever want to take your own life? I was like, absolutely. I was so camp. I was like, absolutely not. I have a gig next week. And he went, I work today.
I like your attitude. I was like, I'm busy. God, I'm busy.
I just feel a bit sad at the minute. Can we just get a few pills? Can we go and get a glass of wine? I got awful stress and lost loads of weight. Thank fuck. I was very slim for about 4 weeks. It's amazing.
Well, lose weight, just get depression.
Yeah, it's like the depression diet. Like, shake like a dog's dick.
See, I did counseling once, but it was new during COVID. And it was like, just because you had to do it over the phone. But I loved it over the phone because then I was like, I can't see this person judging me.
Yeah, well, they're not judging you. They don't judge you.
I know, but in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I'm like sitting here talking about myself. How do I?
Like, do you know what I mean? I'm being judged. And you're like, nah, they're like, give me that money. Yeah, okay.
Well, mine's just free.
Well, that's very good. But no, I'm going private. I went private. I have a fantastic country. She's absolutely amazing. And couldn't recommend her enough. So if you're out there and you are someone who would like to speak to someone, your person or something, an entity, I don't know.
I just talk to my dog and depress him.
See, I'm not a dog. I can talk to all my wig heads. But if you are someone like that, you would like to chat to somebody about, you know, any of this, do give me a message. And I, of course, will certainly pass you on the details and give you a hand that way. Sounded so perverted.
They really did.
It got too touchy-feely. I love being random as fuck.
It got too touchy-feely, so you wanted to get touchy-feely.
Kind of wee bit. So tell us, what was your first gig? What happened? How did you dress like a fucking fool?
Well, as you know, I literally was... So I started drag old, because everyone did it now. It's like fucking literally just out of school.
Fuck. Kids in. I'm 11. Can I do the gig this week? I'm like, get
fully. Fuck. No, fucking. No. Do you remember we Hollyoaks fucking hanging around outside the windows because she wasn't allowed in. She was only 17. She's sitting watching drag shows.
Big up Hollyoaks, like, window watcher.
I'm like, oh, that's class, isn't it?
I had her a few times when she was on. Like, she was on. That sounded. Hello. Oh, we went to watch her. She was great. There was a few nights I was like, come on, you perform with me. And she was like, wait a minute. Shh, nobody knows.
No,
you're not allowed alcohol. Have that. Have a my warrior.
A wee fruit shoot.
She'll have a fruit shoot and we'll have shots. do you want to be strawberry? Be strawberry. Be compote. But yeah, oh God knows. What age were you?
So 1 minute, 3 years ago. I'm 31. What age is that? 28, 29?
Well,
are. Yeah, but I've been obviously watching, because I used to obviously work in Kremlin. And just, but I remember Ewan Roxy's first show. Or Ewan Roxy, Ewan Rusty.
I loved Roxy's first show as well.
No, but I remember, like, not your first show, but when you just started.
Really?
And it was like, who was doing? It was Sunday Bingo Show when the stage used to be on the other side of the room.
Yes, it was where the mirror is now. Yeah. God.
It was, I think it was Trudy, Portia, and Bunny.
Trudy, Portia, Bunny, and Tina.
And Tina. I don't know if Tina was there that night, though.
Oh, really?
The night I was there, because I remember yous coming on or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, anyway, so I watched all yous and then always wanted to do. So I feel like I've been doing it in my head for, like, years.
Oh, wow, you've been doing, like, it's like The Sims. Like, I've been doing drag for 15 years online.
But, like, I was making drag mixes before I did drag, just because I liked making them.
Oh, you love making, like, a...
Do you know, like, a wee... they're shite now when I listen back to them.
Well, here, I've sent you a few... I've actually mixes to let you hear later on.
Oh, lovely.
For you.
We love a wee mix.
Like. Beyonce, she loves Beyonce. Always find a Beyonce mix. I'm like, back of this will has your name on it. I'm not even going to attempt to answer this. You were just... we'll come back to that. But geez, this is the podcast of tangents. Where's my pen? I like to write things down.
We both have ADHD, that's why.
Well, dude, God. I actually had a lovely message come in from a girl called Chelsea Flaps. that's her username, and I love it. Chelsea Flaps. I am ADHD, but your podcast is fantastic because it goes off on so many tangents, and it keeps it interesting. When you talk about one thing in a linear, like, this is what I did, and I swear it was fantastic. I switch off. Like, even if I'm listening to something, like, this is fuck. I start flicking through, you know, like, videos going, hurry up, this is a good bit. But there's some jump. There's no good bits. So you're like, that was 15 minutes of my life gone. So I do like to keep these on your toes with a little bit of tangent. And in France, is it tangent?
Just keep them waiting. Do you know what I mean?
That's the keep you waiting for the good parts. So yeah, we were going for your first gig. Was
fuck, I know Jesus is here. It was a guest though. My first gig was Rusty. It was literally, so I started in COVID, started posting on Instagram.
Right.
And then when the lockdown got lifted, when everyone had to still be seated, Rusty literally messaged me that morning being like, can you do the show tonight? And I was like, oh fuck, like, because I'd never before, and I was bricking it. I remember walking up to the dressing room and all, she showed me up, whatever, and I was like proper shaking. She's like, are you shaking? And I was like, yeah. She's like, it's all right,
have a drink.
She literally said, get a drink.
It was just like, take a drink, the way she does, not like,
have a drink. She was like, get a drink.
Okay, I'll have a drink now. Oh my god. And that was then, fuck yeah, Fridays.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah,
it was. Oh. No, was it called that there?
Yeah, but it still is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God,
Okay, Friday's the Maverick.
But it was up in Boombox, because everyone had to be seated.
Yeah, so it was in a wider space.
It was like a big, so to me, it was like big stage, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Aye, the way it is, long and well, it's bigger, so like, oh, my God, so many people, fuck. Gig! And that was the beginning of Miss Beckabout. Well.
Yeah, well, then you started, do you know what I have, just us talking about this? Because you then started getting me for your shows on the Friday. Do you know what I have?
A script in the barrel.
Do you know what I have? Is my drink voucher. From the first time I ever got paid doing drag,
told me this a couple of weeks ago, and I laughed. I was like, I wonder if we could spend it now.
Look, so it's Union Street, Foxy Fridays, 25th of June, 2021.
Look how old they are.
Isn't that mad?
I look like a fucking mop bucket.
Oh my god, shut up. No, you don't.
They were, oh my god, it's 25th of June, 2021.
Yep, so my first ever paid gig, I kept that one.
Get that back in that bag. Try and use it this week. I'm like, here, can I get away?
Gag, imagine.
Like, this is from 2021, but it'd be all right. It was absolutely fine. and that was from your first. I have actually, a lot of queens have said to me, you give me my first paid gig. I'm like, really? I was like, oh, fuck, brilliant. I'm so glad to hear that, because, God, we all want a wee bit of money. It's all for fuck's sake, because you're putting so much into it. But it takes a lot to get there. You can't just be like, hi, this is my first day, give me money. I'm like, would you suck the back of my balls? Because exactly. It ain't going to happen, baby. If that crowd go mental for you and they're loving it and they're all for it, I'm like, yes, well, right, let's come back. And then you build your way up.
But there's ones as well, like, I hate the mindset of, like, why have you never asked me? And I'm like, ask me.
Yeah.
Like, we love people asking, because you're so much you're trying to, like, do, and da-da-da-da. Whereas, like, I remember what I say to everyone when they ask, whatever. When I first started, once Rusty gave me a show, and then once you gave me a show, I hound at you since, being like, anymore?
And a lot of the guys I have on a Saturday night, which I'm me now on my lovely Saturday evenings, and you guys as well have some lovely ladies on Friday as well, they ask you, hi, would you have any goal? Yes. If you want to do my Saturday show, I always say to people, don't ask me online. I want to meet you in person. I want to see your vibe. You have to do my show. You have to ask me in person.
Yeah.
On a Saturday night.
I get that.
I want you to support my show. I want you to come and see the show. I don't want you to just go, hi, your show. sorry, that's what? What was that in English?
Hi, you show.
I was like, are you trying to sell me boobs and vagine? Is that one of these ones in the message request, bitch? I know. Like, come down, see how it works.
Exactly.
Don't send me 500 messages run up going, go, what time does it start? What time does this happen? What happens here? Yeah. What happens there? You've never been, you've never seen it.
Exactly. Come down and see it.
See it. Feel it. It might not be for you. Might not, you go, oh, this is a bit much for me. May not be for me.
Exactly.
Don't just go, I wasn't asked, fuck it.
Yeah.
Come see it. Come speak to the acts in person. Say, hey, I'd love Fully. To do the show.
Well, Fully.
Let's fucking go.
Exactly.
I am not, am I as scary as I look?
Yeah. You're not. You're lovely. I always say, on the mic, you're a bitch, but in person, you're lovely.
Yeah. That I've heard of quite a lot. People go, you are quite like, oh, I'm like, Steve Dog. I'm like, what? Hello. Tell me everything. See if you've been a gossip about some kind. I'm like, tell me everything.
Oh, no, but like,
do you want a drink? Tell me, sit down. Oh, have a fag out of my box. Have one of my Turkish fags. Take that, they're quick. They're Genevieve.
If I do karaoke before you on a Saturday, I literally warn the audience. I'm like, just to let yous know, she's a funny bastard. She will go, hopefully, because they'll come up to me. No, they'll come up to the fucking DJ booth. Mm. And they're like, oh, we're best friends. I see, because I'm just like that. I'm like, do you know what? I'm getting drunk and I don't care. But see, when it's like, just to let you know, see the next track queen, she will rip you to shreds and you'll leave here crying. Like, I think she's really funny. So, like.
And of course, they're all still there at 10 o'clock, exactly. Dancing for Granny. They're like, okay, can I have your number? I'm like, yes, 999. Call me any 921, just out for a I've enjoyed these past few months. You've been doing a lot of Saturdays now. You've come and joined.
Love it.
You've been filling in. You've been you've been like plasterboard. You've been filling in.
See, cover artist.
That's it. She's a cover artist. She's doing Celine Dion's gigs next month now. She's got Steph Person Syndrome, aren't you? Like, this is Bag of Boots, aka Celine Dion.
Oh, fuck, Oliver.
Slingshot Dion. Beers. Folks, we're going to take a short break in the podcast as we're going to refill our beverages with a lady's magic potion that keeps us young. We'll speak to you in just a second. Here's some words from people I don't even know who. Bye-bye. Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast, where today I am joined by the Fountain Lane lady herself. It's Becca Boots.
Hey.
Did you just shake your Tic Tacs?
Yeah, sorry, it was my teeth.
It was her little rattling teeth. It's like, oh, look at them all. I'm counting them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Does your husband stick his dick through them?
No, because they fall out.
Oh.
I just take them out at night.
Put them in a wee cup beside the bed of water and keep them nice and good. A wee granny, and they're like, don't get best blowjobs going then.
No teeth for me.
There you go. Everyone knows it now. It's out there. So your first gig, we were talking about that before the break, was in Fuck Yeah Fridays, and then you took off. What was your what's been your worst gig? What's been your worst experience?
Well, you talked about this with Electra. Oh my god, that Disney one. Disney, fuck me.
It was you that did write in any questions, and you were like, ask about this. So give me the full.
Oh my god, it was just. I don't know. It was. I can't even describe it. I literally tried to push it out of my brain. It was that bad.
Really?
Like, we literally went on, and it was like. No joke about 7 people, but like we were like full on Disney, like, you know, the like, Disney numbers and blah blah blah. So trying to be all like, all out, yeah, like, you know, like all theatrical, and they're literally looking at you like, what the fuck is going on here? Like,
are they men?
But it was like, you bought a ticket for this, so it wasn't like random. It was like, you bought a ticket for this, bitch.
I think I would have been like, about a day before, went, there's 7 tickets, that's not.
I think here's what we realised last minute, and then we went, fuck it, we'll just do it.
Jesus.
It was awful.
We hemorrhaged out more money on performers than we would on people, and it was just not.
Hell. Absolute hell.
Did any more people arrive?
I have no idea, because we literally did our show and went, fuck this.
You
and
were just
went,
like blinders, like, da, 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 we, Disney, just around the band.
Fully, me, Elle, and Electra literally turned to each other and said, let's never speak of this again, and then 2 will fuck up about it.
Just never talk about this terrible gig. Well, do you remember that terrible gig?
Yes. Just really every time they see each other, they go, Disney. And I'm like, Disney. Stop it.
Oh my god. I've had quite a few of moments. I remember on a bride's wedding day, she cried.
No.
Yeah.
Because of you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Oh, I would be quite, child friendly and not a fucking top chance at all. From, obviously, it's all a learning curve. It was many, many, many years ago, but I was booked as a surprise for a bride.
Okay.
So I no longer do surprises.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
For anything, because fuck that. You're not walking into some shit where people don't know and then they don't like it. But I was just doing my usual act, like, da da da.
Yeah.
So I was a couple of numbers, and then I was just. Said these exact words, like, if anybody wants to know where the mother of the bride is tonight, because we're having a wee break with her, which is a good one of those good women, good bit of crack from her, at least. I was like, if anybody wants to know where the mother of the bride is, she'll be out behind the bins tonight getting fingered by a member of the staff. Rim laughter, but a gag, a gag. And then I look to the side of the wooden dumpster there, yeah. So, and your heating logs and it, shite. looks at, and there's the bride, like, wailing, like, I was like, we're going to take a very short break. I'm going to do a costume change. We'll see you all shortly. Bye bye. Run like fuck to the girl, but I was like, this isn't going well. She goes, I already get paid on the way in. So it's like,
gag. Gag.
And I can't remember who drove me down. I do think it was Miss Malibu Amy, legend herself. We were like, fuck. Like, well, that was a gag.
Oh. Fuck.
It was awkward fuck in hell. I was like, that, yep, what a great wedding day that was for her. She'll always remember the time her mum was getting fingered out behind the bins.
And it made her
but
cry.
Some cross-dresser was shouting at you in your wedding. Like, fucking hell. The husband was like, ha, 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 loving it. But he must have got his cunt knocked in later that night.
Like,
he laughed at my man.
Who picked you? Was it like the bride's maid or?
A bride's sister.
The bride's sister?
Or sister, cousin, as a surprise. Going, oh, she'll love it. She loves the dragon. I was like, the drag.
The drag.
The drag. I'm like, no.
Why have you not been on the Ruse? The RuPaul's?
Because they, the fandom are fucking insane.
But no, I hate insane. That question as if like,
oh yeah, you have to.
Oh, like, oh yeah, we just like ask RuPaul. She goes, all right, come on along. Like,
okay, what's that crack? It's me.
Do you want to do a show?
And that's it. You're like, right, that's me going away. I'm away for 4 weeks, girls.
Oh,
just
my God.
Somebody do my social media for a week. It's that laugh. Somebody goes, all right, Ray, I'm from Belfast. You could force that. RuPaul is getting paid.
I am in shock right now, that laugh.
So tell me about your dead mother.
Oh my God, no, do you remember the episode with Jujubee? It was like, where do you think you get your humour from? And it was like, when my father died. I love it.
Right. You have to. If I was almost like, everybody in my family's died, they got washed away by a tidal wave in Belfast.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there going, yes, bitch.
But because they have no clue about Ireland, she's like, oh, my family died in the famine.
No, they all died. The potatoes, swear to God, see, they're weak. See, I'm fucking Irish's fine potatoes. They're out of date. And the whole family are gone. The potato family in Tesco's. I would done the Sunday and then left after Easter. Because why? Everyone was having their Easter potato dinner. So that's why I don't believe it. But RuPaul doesn't know nothing.
Dead. Girl.
This week, you're going to win a week's surprise of nothing. My God, it feels like working in other bars. Ooh, yay. Speaking of working in other bars, you did have a stint at Libertine.
Yes, I did.
How did that go?
To be honest, I learned so much from there. Like, that
I was gonna say,
yeah,
you did. It would have been a very much of a learning curve for you because you were just like, go.
Yeah, because we had to audition to get in.
Wow.
I know, because I remember that sounding really like, what? They're doing auditions? But the reason they did that was so that everyone had a chance. Do you know what I mean?
To wean out the shite.
Yeah, that took
the nicest way. It's like, weaning out the shite. Everyone gets a turn. They already probably have their names, I guess, but we'll do.
I loved my audition. It was so good.
What did you do?
I did, because I was...
Beyonce?
No, I actually didn't, because this was all before the whole Beyonce
the podcast thing. Okay. Thank you very much for listening today. Becca's let us all down.
No, I wanted to make fun of the fact that it was an audition, so I came out doing... No, it was the X Factor, and it's her being like, I can sing better than Madonna. No, like that whole bit.
Oh my God, yes.
So I did that.
A thing around the pubs and the clubs.
Yeah.
Oh, who do you think are better than Madonna and not, you know,
Kylie? Like, I could Danny as well. Her, literally,
it'd be Danny, and Danny's like, up.
Yeah, really. And then it went into like Physical by Dua Lipa, and I like pulled out like my light up skipping rope and all. And
oh, she was going
like, but, oh, like I couldn't skip. That was the joke. Do you know what I mean?
So it was
just so stupid. I loved it.
I love see stupid drag and not love stupid things. Where you're like, what's the joke? That's my favorite thing, and I do that too. Like, so silly, like. Do you like that, dear? Like, whereas everyone's just, you see people sometimes they're doing something, you can see the whole brain, the cogs going. And I'm like, girl, you're so in your head. I love it. It's great.
Just work.
Let go. Have a drink. See if you don't drink. Drink. It's fun. It's great. No, don't get wiped to the scum.
Yeah.
Because then, you know.
Messy bitches.
Messy bitches don't work. But you mean, you get that, like, that sort of across the bridge. When you're in the middle of the bridge, you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like you're between Calais and Dover on the back of a dinghy. You're on the way You're not really there just yet, but you're on it. Just nice, just ready to go. That's what we want. We want we want crack, we want banter. And by the way, if anybody is easily offended, you know the score. Fuck off, you bastards. So you learn, what else did you learn at your time in Libertine?
So
how to close a club down.
Yeah, exactly.
In 60 days.
Yeah.
Sounds like one of those movies. How to kiss a guy in 60 days. How to close a club in 60 days. No, I'm only joking. It's,
did we say that? No one will get me to cover them anymore.
Many other factors were included in that point. Nothing was to do with Becca Pitts at all. The gross was all in the company that owned the beverage. Thank you very much.
Fully disclaimer, just under the YouTube video.
It has to be said really fast. Nothing is on my
could also give seizures and diarrhea.
And of course, you may also get the shits at 12. Say nothing. And of course, have a great night. Tomb Street is fucked.
Do not feed them after 12.
And the post office is right across the street from the street. It's very handy in case you get your postage delivered, of course, to the club.
That's where we got all our Sheen parcels.
Love a bit of Sheen.
We used to call ourselves Liber Sheen, because we all wore Sheen.
A Sheen, you coming? That's one of my favourites.
A Sheen, what you did there.
For God's sake, it's like Mr. Sheen of the region. You're staying with his name. Do you remember him? He's like, oh, perfect. He looked like he was
is that the bald man?
No, Mr. Sheen. Aye.
Yeah.
He's like,
no, it's Mr. Muscle, I'm thinking of.
Mr. Sheen was like a wee man with he looked like the Pringles man, but he was white.
Oh.
Or is it
the Pringles man?
The Pringles man gives that Mexican tone to him.
Just because of the moustache?
Italian. Or like, I don't know, looks like
something.
Looks like a bearded drag queen. Like, right, sir. Well, no, I'm taking it in. Mr. What is it? No, not Mr. Muscle. No, Mr. Muscle was loves the jobs you hate.
Oh.
He's covering for me.
One of them looked really, really gay.
There's one called, oh my god, there's one in Spain called, Mr. something, and he's got like a gold diamond earring in, and I'm like, look at that first.
No, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Wait, is he called Olympia or something? Oh my god, I need to know. If you know this, text your brother right now, and that Spanish boyfriend. What are all that cleaner with the fucking,
he looks like he sang I'm too sexy for my shirt. Yes. That's what he literally looked like.
He does. Oh my god, I have to find him. But Mr. Sheen was like a wee Bruce Forsyth lookalike in a plane, in an airplane. Remember, look at the airplane and all the stuff.
Oh myself. My god!
That's Greg, is the coffee cup. You stick to Donald's, you got to listen to it. Who the hell to Benidorm? I'm going to watch, she's 17 years old. Before that.
Oh my god.
That was it. And then Mr. The Spanish jobby was called, it seems like Mr. Olympio, but it's definitely not. Spanish, I'm saying it was Spanish cleaning product with earring. That's, do you ever Google things just with what you're actually looking for? I'm like, weirdo pervert with face. And like,
it's like if someone's seen your search history, they'd be like, what?
Like, so what are you looking for? I'm like, it's the only way I find things. It's like, Spanish cleaner with earring. It's going to bring me up some idol. I bet you.
If you go on to my, you know, like the way your YouTube saves, like your search thing, mine doesn't like update for some reason, but it just, the first thing that pops up, and everyone thinks I'm crazy when we're in like the house, it just comes up, Bob's Burgers conspiracy theories.
It's like, why this is, I just there's a conspiracy. There's a Spanish cleaning product called Tres Brujas, which means three bitches.
Ooh.
I know, so I would sometimes just see me and Russell be walking in Spain and go, Tres Brujas, three girls, like there's three bitches coming, or Abuela de la Noche, which means grandma of the night. Which is just a random saying. Sometimes my sister, I've laughed at this in Benidorm, some pensioner was walking along with me and heard a few drinks, and I was like, Abuela de la Noche. She goes, what's that mean? It's like, a grandma of the night. And she just, my sister laughs her head off this all the time, going, ah, fucking grandma of the night. It's like, well, I'm just telling you how it is. That's
who she is.
That's true, eh? She's grandma of the day and the night. Abuela, just abuela.
Abuela of your night, what's a crack, true.
I know she's probably not listening to this for the next 6 months, so she'll probably catch up in like 2024 and be like, oh, that bastard.
What'd she say about me?
Excuse me.
True.
So tell me, and tell me no more. I forgot.
Okay, I'll just be quiet then.
No. So tell me this, you were in Libertine. Yes. How long were you there for? How long? How many?
I was there from start to finish.
Start to finish. How long was that?
That was 2 years, was it?
Weeks?
2 years? No, it was 2 years. It was
2 years, my god.
Something like that. Yeah, 2 years, because so I started with like just doing Tuesdays, and then in the second year, that's when I became the entertainment manager.
Oh, that's, you were going on up. Yeah.
But that's when I learned probably the most.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, you've seen everything. You had to learn about everything, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So I think that's why, like, when me and Chrissy do our Fridays night, I'm like, there's the microphone, thank you. And I love all the, like, making sure the sound's this way, making sure this way, the lights, I love all that.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? So I'm like, Chrissy, you make fun of them, go.
I'll make sure it all looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, polish your shite.
I'll do your wee background music and all.
Oh, I would do background.
Oh, I love it. And then like, when she makes people laugh, you skip it back, so then it seems like the same song's playing throughout. Not. Oh, I love it.
Oh my god, the truth. Well, on my detail, I have actually fake applause. If those nights only maybe 10 people, you're like, let me just add extra. I'm like,
okay, I need that for Chrissy's performances.
Oh god, fuck. We should just need.
Love you, Chrissy.
Oh, she'd be listening to this. She's ready for her own. I was like, Chrissy, when are you going? What are you on soon? She'd be on Chrissy to speak all about her nose and how.
Yeah, you need a bigger room for her nose.
Oh god, she could swing in this room and take all the wigs out. Fuck's sake. I think some people have seen pictures of this. I was like, oh my god, how small that is. Like, yes, it's like I like to call it Hong Kong. It all goes upwards. It goes up and it's tight and it's like we're all living in this one bedroom flat. Like,
no, but like this is literally. Every gay boy's dream. Well, not every gay boy, because there's some boring ones, but every fucking gay boy's dream.
There's boring ones going, don't do it, try. I'm like, oh, no. Excuse me?
No. I'm not like who's real. No, I'm gay's gays. I'm not like God. Fuck up.
Oh, well,
you take it up yours, don't you?
I love those, like, no, the profiles on Grindr, not a picture at all. And they're like, you gay, you camp? I'm like, no, I don't like camping out. It's really shit. I prefer to stay in a house or a hotel. I always answered that way, like, you camp? Like, no, I don't like camping. I prefer, like, a hotel stay. Yeah. Or, you know, something a bit different, but...
No, totally go, if you go mask for mask, go mascara for mascara? Is it me treated?
Like, I can act, like... I love what's correct. Look at my beard.
I hate that.
Those balls, me too. I'm like, fuck up. You love sucking dick. When you're on your knees, going, yeah, ma. Yeah.
Exactly.
You're hardly mask for mask, like, baby. Fuck you're up. Fucking a flap. You're a complete flap.
You watch one football match, I think you're mad.
Yeah. Balls. Your dad beat you. You
oh, fuck.
I can't. Fuck you. I don't know. I just fucking I get very bored of the fucking old gay grinder crap. You're married. Fuck up, bastard. You're like, hi. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's terrible. Single. Oh, no. I'm like, right. Okay. Whatever. I dance on stage twice a week. What of it? Like, I don't sit in the house in a pair of knickers going, anyone for tea?
Yo, have you happy basket? They're like, so do you like sit about the house like that? And you're like, no, what? Yeah. I'm like, I can't wait to get this the fuck off me. As much as I love this job, I can't wait to get this off me.
This is like, Bruce Almighty come through the door, boof, off the fuck, like gone. Get it off me and not. Like, I come through the door and the first thing is it lips off the fuck.
Oh, really? So oh, no, I smoke. Can you just rip your wig off?
Oh, the wig comes off. Ooh. Oh god, that's definitely, they can feel it like ripping off.
Fucking orgasmic.
And then lashes, get them off the fuck. Usually they're wonk the fuck, like, the cock eye, and I'll come in like, you should do the texture, but you have a good time to your family in Australia. They're very welcome to as a patient in the front door stuff. You want it? You watch this, take it, man. From the river to the sea. You wanna go with me, don't you?
Oh my god,
forgive me there, but anyway. Yeah, so I just went like, ah, fuck, I just talk shit, coming in, I'm like, ah, good night, ripped it off, come in the door, the bag's dropped at the bottom of the stairs, still there from last week, still fucking sitting there, suitcase, wig off, lashes off, lips off, sit down, I love a fig.
Love it.
And I go, let me pour another drink to take the makeup off.
Oh, yeah, and like, when you get your tights off and your toes just un-fucking curl,
it's like,
oh, because I've got like, TMI, but I have like fucking finger toes. I could climb trees and like see when I take off those tights. I'm like, oh,
an orangutan foot. And like, I'm all up the buildings. Hail season, you're like Sonny Darling climbing the buildings.
No, for oh my god, I'm working out in the mac. I'm gonna be swinging from the roof.
Fuck, get you a wee pair of open slings shoes so your feet can just go climb up the fucking windows.
No, but there's cliffhangers. Yes. No. My fucking toes would be right down into the ocean. Swear to god,
yours are KFL jumpers, aren't they?
Oh, fully.
Like, we're away, good night. Like, I would never wear an open toe in drag. They're not for drag queens
no.
at all. Like,
your hairy toes, no?
Maybe no. Even if you're like, people shave them and paint the toenail. No, man, no. Don't.
Get you can see it's a man's toe.
Just no. I like a wee closed in. You're completely crippled to death and you can't walk and you're like, ah. But nobody will ever know.
See, no, I love my wee dance heels. My wee dance heels are so comfy.
Is that the wee Victorian boots you run about in? Like, oh.
Yeah.
You're chasing, like, you're chasing a hula hoop with a stick.
Fully, but like, see, I wore them just for... See, I wouldn't wear them... Like, what I was going to say, I never wore the photos, but I have. But I prefer them for performance. They're just so good. They're just like...
Oh, if you've a performance... There's certain shoe that you're like, I could wipe throwing these bitches, I'm ready to go. And the black ones that I wear all the time, and they are steep, and I do complain about them. They are...
See, no, that's... That looks like chambers to me.
I'm holding it up as we speak, by the way. We're just looking at this bastard. It hurts me. But see, a couple of painkillers in you and a diazepam and a couple of drinks, poof, you don't feel your feet.
No, I did. Recently, I did one full Friday night in like silver, like stilettos.
Oh, yeah.
And oh my god, it was agony.
It was the end of that. You're like, ow, help me.
I'll try and wear them for like one, because I'm trying to get used to them.
and I'll wear them for like one number, and I'm like, ooh, fuck. You might need like a wide fit or something, or like maybe like a size bigger.
You cheeky bastard.
But well, it's a man after all, darling.
What you call me?
Wide fit.
Ginger cunt.
You may need a wider fit. When the shop Evans was in Castle Court, it was like for a larger lady. It might be online now, actually.
Oh.
But myself and Rusty were obviously bigger girls. We used to fly into Evans, and of course, being two best friends, and they only had one sequin dress that we were like, I want that. He went up, we're like the first one to get dinner. He was like, well, that's lovely. I'm like, you bitch. And then Rusty always got a good shoe out of Evans because they had a choir like they held weight on.
Yeah.
They were made in the shipyard. So they were very good.
It's because I have skinny feet, but just it's my toes are too fucking long.
I'm like, you'd fit
in knuckles.
Like, you'd fit in them, girl. Well, actually, no, you'd like you'd die in them boohoo girls. They're also very tight and compact.
I'm telling you now, I would die. But I'm trying to get used to
it. Mine are also quite like I've knuckles as well. It's like after, like, 14 years of doing drag, it looks like with the oh my god, don't even. I'm like,
drag toes.
It's like into the bin with them. Like, do you just want stumps? I'm like, perfect, thank you. Just these wheels, just on wheels. Like, yeah, everybody, I'm on the wheels. What's the crack?
No, because like, see, when we did that, was me, Sassy, and Elle did Slabability. So we had this set.
We not spoke about on Slabability. Jesus Christ. We will speak about this in just a second. We're going to take a short ad break from a fabulous website called Is Your Foot Fucked? Let me shave them down with a Dremel drill. It's wonderful. We'll speak to you in just a second. Hello, hello. Welcome back to this episode. Of the Lovely Podcast with myself, Roxy Dumbledore, and of course this week's special guest, the one and only Becca Boots.
Hey.
Pharmacy, beauty, makeup, all under one roof. Oh, you're great. How are you, love? You alright?
I'm all good. I'm glad the fog is out now.
Oh god, and we've moved on. Every time I have a guest, I'm like, would you like a bottle of Prosecco? And then once it goes dry, I'm like, would you be interested in a vodka? Yes, we'll go down that route. And I kind of love it. I wonder if anybody that listens to this, can you notice the point where we all get steaming? Like, Electra's was great, because Electra's like, I just become, fuck the newbie! Fuck this! Bastards! Yes! I'm like, I love you. I love you, girl. Electra,
I love
legendary
her.
Lady yourself. I love Electra. You can't beat her. You can beat the husband, beat the wife, but you can't beat Electra.
No, not at all. I just think she's fucking an icon.
Oh, she's
love
fantastic.
Her.
One of my favourite things, because I just sometimes leave Union Street on a Saturday, because obviously my show's over at 10 o'clock, so right. I would be sometimes leaving maybe about 20 past, half past 10, because I'm going to be work the next day with EasyJet, so I'm like, I'm away, and the taxi's up at the other end of the Irish News, so I'm running up the street, and they're in the window, and the microphone's in the car, like, there she is, and I'm running past. A fucking Free Willy or like Beauty and the Beast, like, with a suitcase, like, hiya girls. And then Tiffany's out in the smoking area going, come on girl. The other week I was running in Storm fucking, what was it, Storm Benini or whatever she was, like, two weeks ago, Storm
Benini,
Storm Fucker, whatever she was called, and the wind was blowing up, so Gail and I flying up, fully glued her straight as a poker con, flying with a suitcase going, do I got this, flying like fuck. Then I was like, you for me, and he's like, what's your name? I was like, Dale. And you go, I was like, I'll put it in myself, don't you get out, the rain's pouring, like, fuck, wasn't even, oh, I was feeling myself in that wind, and then let you get out in the street, and it was also like, I'm going, he thinks I'm beautiful, I jumped out in the wind, and all the face, I go, okay,
I lash down the street,
tell your wife she's doing a great business, but, you fully have a conversation with him the way home, you're like, yeah, every
oh, year. No. I'm a miserable fucking bastard in a taxi. And I would also never get in taxi and drag.
Oh, what?
I'm not getting hair crammed.
No. Taxi's
my great. My husband picks me up.
Fuck that. Let that man sit in the house and have a fucking night to himself having a wank before you get home. Tom, love, if you're listening to this, tell this husband of yours to fuck off.
He does listen.
Good, Tom, tell him to fuck off. You don't need to be coming down when no one's half cut. Let him stay with me on a Saturday night and have a few drinks.
There was one time I actually texted him being like, I will get a taxi. And then he was like, no, I'd be worried about you. And also,
they literally are great. See, phone a cab, I use Uber. See, Uber, they wouldn't even look at you. I love it.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, you're busy the night? And he goes, nobody speaks to them, so they're like, what
the fuck says?
Well, hello,
they leave you one star.
Spoke. Oh no, I don't leave them any reviews at all. So I was like, how was your driver? About a week later, I'm like, 5, hurry up the fuck, the order normal. He was great, fucking jalabbed or whatever. Yeah, it's great. Fuck, he was lovely, actually. He talked about my depression and the fact we're on the same tablets. I must say, he's a lovely fella. Definitely in the bar with a good taxi driver. But no, fuck, get your taxi driver, I don't have to. If they say, do you know Teddy?
That's when you run.
As we all know, she said it herself.
Yeah.
On the episode number 10 of the podcast, folks, Teddy Von Tramp, do you know Teddy? That's how you know they're interested in the dwarves.
See, I would say. I would just de-drag then get a taxi.
what if you're like, you know, you can do it in the house in your own comfort. You don't have to be sitting in the dressing room trying to like fold your ball bag out of yourself.
And you still got makeup on here, and yeah,
you smeared on
the your glue still on your eyebrows.
Oh yeah, yeah. I woke up many a morning. Sometimes the face still on. I'm like, hello.
It's eyelash glue for me for days. I'm still picking it off.
Did your eyelash glue to Prozade?
No.
It's amazing.
I want to keep my eyelashes.
Nope. Here, I've changed my deposit, and I run out of eyelash glue. I'm like, I need eyeliner. Sounds like a wee girl. Look at her. See eyeliner. It's like Eileen, but who's her? Eyeliner.
Eyeliner, you're done a shot. Eyeliner. Your sausage pop thread.
Your what do you call them? Meatballs you used to get. Oh my god, it's in my head, and I'm like, your fry pan toast pie thread. I was thinking of that. Fuck it. Yeah, no, I ran over it one day and I thought, fuck it, here we go, we'll give it a whirl. Rusty told me to do it, and I was like, right, put a wee layer on. And I mean, you know when you wait, and
yeah.
I was, oh fuck, bad, wait for 20 minutes, then down. Oh, give that to you. Boom.
Okay.
Stuck. And then when you take them off, they stay all night, they're amazing, they don't fuck about. You can really rearrange and where they need to go, put them off at the end of the night, you have no little bumps. Because I remember the amount of times that I have used to do a Sunday evening or whatever it is, and then maybe fly on a Monday and be like, good afternoon, welcome on board, hello, went into the toilet and there's fucking globs of fucking black shite in your eyelids, and they go, thy people think I'm a gawk. What the fuck?
It's like people think that you've really badly applied mascara.
Yeah.
Like, I'm one of those guys.
Yeah, I'm like, I do not want to be like thought of as a fruit on board. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I may be all like, oh, buy the duty free. But I'm not a fruit.
Yeah, wee child go, mummy, is that a faggot?
Mummy, is does he take up the bum like Uncle John? And I'm like, darling, no, don't, it's 2024, don't get cancelled, you're only 7. I'm like, right. Talk when asked, are you homosexual? Could we also get a cheese sandwich, please, and a Fanta no sugar? And then they always ask for an Aperol spritz, and I'm like, that tastes like stomach pies. Have you ever had one?
No.
Oh my god, Trudy loves them. Trudy loves an Aperol spritz.
She would.
She loves all that mad shit. But have you never tried an Aperol spritz?
No.
We'll need to buy one at the bar just for you to get this reference.
They hate it.
No, to me, right, so it's a liqueur, some sort of liqueur, Aperol, and then the spritz is you add Prosecco to it. But to me, Aperol spritz, when you just drink the cocktail, it tastes like, do you ever vomit that much with a hangover?
Yeah.
It's all left is stomach bad.
Yeah.
And you're like, and you get this little, oh, Aperol spritz has arrived.
It kind
of, that's
it,
how you know that's an Aperol spritz.
Smells like a ocean. Do you ever get that?
See, no, I don't know what
the
you
salt
crab pervert. There you are, folks. Becca Boots' boat smells like the sea. Fuck.
No, wait, it's bile.
Oh, your bile? No, yeah. Well, my bile's like, right, bile in a while. No, it tastes to me. I'm like, oh my god, is that fucking Aperol spritz? There was somebody I actually said that to, and they went, 100%, 100%, that's exactly what it is. So, yeah, the next thing. Come in this Saturday and ban an Aperol spritz just for us to try to go, doesn't that taste like stomach? And they're like, yep. And they're like, who wants this stomach cocktail? I'll take the stomach counter, please, with a shot of some vinegar. There's so many like different cocktails I can't stop. What's your least favourite cocktail?
If least just,
like,
favourite?
What's up with your favourite? See if somebody, what do you want to drink straight away?
Drink would be like,
so I should do because what do you want to drink?
Vodka.
And what?
Soda water. I know.
Did that taste like the fucking sea?
No, it tastes like TV static.
That's sparkling water's like that too. It's like, no.
I love it. But do you know what happens? The sparkling water takes away the taste of the vodka, and the vodka takes away the taste of the sparkling water, so it literally just tastes like water. It's lovely. 0% fat.
I have no word. TV static, I love that.
Yeah.
I've never heard any describe TV. So, oh, we've no channel.
Lovely.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
It's so refreshing.
I'm a real sweet, because I'm a fat bastard. I have a sweet tooth. I'm Vulcan orange juice. That's what we're sitting right now. I've poured us up with bits. I would like to have bits.
Bit of pulp.
Gives you that little bit of a... In Spain, seeing you go to Spain, and I would sit in Benidorm on my own, with my Shirley Valentine, living in the street, smoking a fag and all on my own, going, I wonder if anybody wants to fuck me in Spain. I would sit and go, vodka en zumo naranja, por favor. And he's like, sí, gracias. Don't know if I'm fucking kissing up, but anyway, it's somehow like a dog sitting across, like, hey, look at that scabby dog, you cunty. And I asked for vodka and orange, lovely. This is freshly squeezed, so it's like, oh my god, it's that fresh. You're like,
and it's like that dark orange.
Oh, don't know what.
And color bright light, but
that's right. I love that's why our makeup looks like that, ladies and gentlemen. Secrets revealed.
Fully.
How did you make up your color blind?
Fierce, actually, I sent her a photo.
Well, it's all explained now. Fuck me, Jesus Christ, paint by numbers. Money joking, yeah.
Literally, really? I sent her a photo of my eyeshadow palette and she drew over it, you know, like on her phone, and numbered it for me to say, like, use this, then go into this, then this, and I paint by numbers.
Oh my god, fierce injection, round of applause. Thigh clapping leg, I do know.
With the sound. That's all cheeks.
Stop it, you're married. Stop it, it's not my bum. It's my third chin. No, you probably can't hear that at all. Anyway. Oh, so you're paying now. So Fierce has written down like this. Literally. Brown, this. But what if she's taking a fist and you're like contouring with blue?
No, I've asked L as well, so.
Well, L she, what if she's me in on the ruse? Because. Well. Ruse, Paul Drag Race. When you're fucked up.
Well, then.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I have to trust them.
You look good. You could do a bit more colour about you. Like, to be fair, I have a bit.
But
like,
I can't see it.
Well. I'll come in more. This is your ending your gig on a Saturday, your cover. Cover girl, put the bass in your walk, head
just
to toe.
Before I about to take it off, you're like, no, come here.
Come here, yeah, I just do what I
but
can.
But if I just do a wee nude eye, it means that I can go with everything because I don't know what the eyeshadow will match the clothes.
Oh, you know well, I mean? Why? Fuck, it's where. All going.
Hello.
Fuck me. There you are, ladies and gentlemen. If anybody ever wants to go in and see Becca Beach, she's blind. So you just go, can I do Spice Girls, put the bass in your walk? And she'll be like, oh, sweet, no problem. Sweet. She's not actually blind. It's colour blind. So is everything in black and white? Or
no, it's not black. So it's like, apparently, like I see like a muted version. So the way that I describe it is that.
I've seen a few TikToks and stuff about it where I'm like, oh, Becca, freak. So like,
see if you look at something and you can see. You know if it's like. You know the way like a colour will be a mix of two colours?
Yes.
So like purple. So you'll see that that's purple. I'll usually either see it as like navy or pink. So I'll see the other.
Navy and pink.
You know what I mean? But I can't see. I don't know what purple looks like.
It's the top of a cock. That is purple. When if it's circumcised, it looks like an army helmet from back in Germany, 1914. Fuck. That's what you call purple. Ye old, ye faithful, I don't know. I'm trying to sing some sort of war song. Like,
ye old,
we'll
ye
meet
faithful
again, don't know where. Don't think of the army helmet, top of the cock, don't know when. Sucking on at the same time, there you are. That brings us back from colourblind to whatever the fuck it is. So what, if I was like, what colour is this? Do you know?
No. Black?
Yes, congratulations, you've won.
Well, that's not a colour. Black's not a colour.
It is.
It's not, it's the absence of colour.
Well, there you are. Fuck me. What's your mood like? The absence of colour. I feel black and different. And
that's
I
my emo's level, is it not? No.
Actually, fuck, that makes sense.
There you go. See, you in your emo era and you didn't even know what.
Looking for you, like happy and healthy, naughty. Don't know words, but we're just gonna get slimy shit.
Do you know what this is? Paramore or less.
Round of applause for that. Paramore or less. It is Paramore that sings that, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
I love it. It's,
no,
yeah. It's like modern
no,
it's
no, we were literally finished singing.
No, we were singing.
That sounds like
Misery Business is Paramore. I'm Good for You is by your woman
Olivia Rodrigo.
That's it. I was like, at the Mexican.
Look at us being young.
Tell that everybody. But here we have. I've asked on the social medias, who we should prank call.
Okay.
And someone has said to me, "Why not we give a prank call to Boots?"
Yeah.
I thought, well, hey ho, we've got Becca Boots. Why not we give it a go? So, Becca, here we go. Let's give this another try. I got to be a woman.
Thank you for phoning Boots.
Oh.
If you have a touch-tone phone, please choose from the following options, or please wait and we'll answer your call shortly.
Right.
If you would like to hear when we're open, please press 1. If you'd like to speak to somebody in our Advantage Card team, please press 2.
No, I've taken advantage of many.
To talk to somebody in our Pharmacy team, please press 3. If you'd like to speak to somebody in our Opticians team, please press 4.
I can see, all right.
For more options, please press 5.
I'll tell you what, we'll go with the fucking 3.
You are being transferred to the Pharmacy team.
You are being transferred, bastard. Sucker gum.
Oh, bitch, your customer service.
Terrible, I can be down. Need my towel.
Paradox, get this sorted.
That's it. Paradox, love you. In the ball bag. Yeah, that's fucking Father Grimm. Come on, love, get you up them stairs. Up that moving stair there from the Dior counter. Come on, fuck.
Wrong Dior.
Well, that's the end of that chapter. We're going to Advantage Card. Fuck that. We'll edit this out. Because I can just do ring and then into
the
next.
Thank you for phoning Boots. If you have a touch tone phone, please choose from the
phone. I'm touched by my dad. I'm triggered.
Your call shortly. If you would like to hear when we're open, please press 1.
No.
If you'd like to speak to somebody in our Advantage Card team, please press 2.
Please take advantage.
To talk to somebody in our pharmacy team, please press 3.
Drugs.
If you'd like to speak to somebody in our opticians team, please press 4. For more options, please press 5.
Let's see what else we get. Hello?
If you'd like to speak to somebody in our beauty team, please press 1.
Ooh, absolutely.
You are being transferred to the beauty team.
Beauty team! Hello? Hello? See if you need your face still and you're fucked. On a Thursday night. Hello? Well, boots are absolutely shite. We'll never get through at all. Fuck's sake.
Bastards.
Tried our best. Anyway, that's the end of that chapter. So during the week, I had asked online for people's stories. Sorry, I was going to say during last week. So it's running over two podcasts this month because there's so many stories. What has been your worst first date?
Gag.
Do you have a story of a worst first... A worst date even? Not even a first date? Before you married and settled down to be a man.
It was a first date and only date. It wasn't like...
Was it ours?
Oh, fuck. No.
Gag.
No, do you not remember? You didn't remember this. We kissed each other in El Divino. You were dressed up as Michael Jackson. And I was dressed up as Superman.
What?
You were in full-on Michael Jackson makeup, wig, clothes, everything. And we went with each other on the dance floor.
Because you know, so we're literally not going to go out. And he's like, do you want to go out? And he's like, I'll do Michael Jackson quick. It was like a sunken face. The same outfit I wore in Drag Night before. Like, oh, well, it's Michael Jackson.
Not me going, but yeah.
But yeah. Oh, say fuck. And then you look at your husband now, you're like, nah. It's not living up the El Divino dance floor now. Fuck me. Could have been Pat Kent. You never fucking know.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Fuck me.
Pat Kent and Clark Kent. That's a wee one.
Jesus. Oh, I remember that actually. Yeah. You were actually the Clark Kent version, weren't you?
It was like the shirt was open and like I sewed the tie to the shoulder and all.
Oh, yes, I remember that. I was like,
thought it was so creative.
I don't remember any of those moments. Coming to the dance floor, but I was a fucking mega. I was like, you're too young for me, baby. You're too old. You have to go home. Where's the kids? Anyway, what has been your worst? What's been your worst date? Like, what's been like?
It's not like a mad story, like, but it was just one guy. I remember meeting up with him, going for coffee, blah blah blah, and then he asked me, "Did I want to go back to his granny's house and have sex while she was there in the other room sleeping?" And I was like, "Do you know what? I think I'm going to go home."
Don't go back to my granny's.
I literally was like,
"We like, what do you mean? She's sleeping. You're like, it doesn't matter."
Yeah, I was like, are you fucking serious? And just was like, I'm going to get my boss's love. See you later.
I'm sorry, I actually, I'm dead. I don't know. Fucking hell.
What about you?
Worst. Fuck, I actually haven't given this thought.
You asked the question.
I know. Usually people just send me their stories. I'm like, I love reading them out because I don't date that often. Nobody comes near me. Fuck, you know. Wasn't a first date. It was just one of the best moments that I think is the fucking absolute slay. And I did mention it last week, the lovely blue. So I will mention it again for yourself. A gentleman I was texting about, come meet the big, big muscly stripper, lovely, great. Woo, and come my way. What's the address? Say, to an example, 21
Street.
So that was great. I'm on the way, 21 Street. Looking for 21 Street. Found it, great. As it was, he was just like, come on in, I'm upstairs. I was like, oh, and downstairs.
Gag.
Opened the door, walked in, and what did I see? Right in front of it was one of those small Belfast houses where it was just walked straight into the living room. It was a man and woman eating their dinner. I had walked into the wrong house. I can remember it so clear that the dinner was fish fingers, the two each, chips, peas, he had red sauce, and she didn't have any sauce at all, and the two of them had a can of Coke each, and they both had trays. It was that slow motion. They were like, she just looked up and went, yes, love, who are you looking? I was like, 21 Street. She goes, no, it says 21 Street Drive. I was like, I'm so sorry, where are you looking? 21 Street, round the corner, love. It happens all the time. I was like, closed the door behind me and was like, what the fuck?
Not you walking in, pure rage and boner, being like, hey!
I am fish and chips, fucking. Oh, fish fingers, fuck. Chips, peas, red sauce for the husband, not her, she likes sauce. Really took that, so much I took everything in such a short. I was like,
what were they watching?
Didn't even scan the remote. I was like, oh fucking Jesus Christ. It was just one blink, like fucking hit, like oh, ding. Ooh. So I had actually, someone wrote this in, they did say they would like to remain anonymous for this one, as most do, which I do love the stories. But we had one saying, well, for a segment, I went on a date over Christmas. We went to Zen for dinner, and being a Christmas period, everyone else in the restaurant were happily enjoying their night, but it was also refreshing that it was not too loud, so it was if it's chatting away nice. Oh, Zen's nice atmosphere. Lovely. It's lovely.
That's Zen.
I was get out of my house. Say Zen. I was chatting to my date when suddenly, without warning, he jumped up out of his seat and shouted at the top of his lungs, "Nothing is good enough." Then sat down and continued the conversation as if nothing happened.
Oh.
Meanwhile, I was cringing as everyone is now looking at us. When in my head, I was also screaming, did that just happen? Or did I imagine that? Also, LOL, he was so attractive, I thought I would give him a pass, although I did not see him again. The fucker never even offered to pay anything for the meal. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
What?
You just, oh my God.
Nothing is ever good enough. It's like, are you in a 40-year-old marriage? Like, 40-year marriage, and you're just not happy?
Why didn't they ask, what the fuck was that?
I would have, like,
fully?
Excuse me, are you fucking alright? Like, Alex, excuse me, can I get more cocktail? This cunt is fucking wiped. This cunt.
Oh, I love that you would stay and get another cocktail.
Get him out. Like, could you, I'd ask them, like, Ashley does reception, she's fucking amazing. Ashley, get him out to fuck. He's a creep. Can I have an order, a couple of drinks? And bring me a satay skewer and a shock of peanut butter clean off it, because this has not been the night I wanted. Mental.
Oh my God.
Fucking, oh my God. Like, wow. I'm wondering, did the date end?
It sounds like they just continued on.
They were just like, right, I would like, fuck it for that, but like, let's just keep going and see what happens.
And then they pay for it yourself?
And then
not
even going halfers, and you pay for not going. That was a thanks for that. Yeah, that was, the fact the whole restaurant were looking at me there through their beaded curtains, going, "Wow, look at them fucking freaks!" Like, ooh, gays. I've another one here as well. The lovely Sandy host didn't want to be anonymous because she loves being a hoe. D for Dylan says, "Cute picnic, then bird shits all down my back. He fucks off, and I walk home covered in bird shit." Oh, Sandy.
I love Sandy so much.
I love her too. She's just comedy.
She's one of my favourite humans. Like, okay. Honestly.
I remember she done a couple of gigs with me. We did it up in Monkstown for my uncle's flute band. And I was like, here's Sandy from Sandy Row. They'll love that. Here, come on with me. Love. We had a fucking ball. She went home with a hat, with a plume on it. She went home with a Monkstown old boy's top. Hopefully she's wearing that. Did she get a top? No, I got a top. Maybe she didn't get a top. But maybe there's a top texter afterwards. Who fucking knows? But she had a great night. And was like, yes, the band were like, we'll have yous back. We're raising money for their new uniforms. And they got new uniforms now.
Oh.
The things we've done for the products. All I now needed to go was up to Sinn Féin or Utrechan Hain. What is it? We've come out, the President of Ireland. Like, my name is Michael D. Higgins. Utrechan Hain. I'd just like to say I'm the President of Ireland, Michael D. Higgins.
The Protestant of Ireland.
President of Ireland, Utrechan Hain. What's it called? Utrechan Hain. Or whatever he
said. Don't fucking ask me.
I love it. It's whatever he said. I was watching a thing this morning. I was like, look at him. Like, ah, yes. I would be interested in going to Dublin for the left now, Utrechan Hain. Oh, lovely wee Michael. But yep, Sandy covered in shit, down her back to the Sandy Row with no fingers upper at all. I think I got it. I'm like, oh, what is it, date? What does it feel like? What do you do? I'm like, is this it? Is this what we do? Awkwardly talks to him.
Yeah, great. What are your aspirations in life?
I've never been asked that by anybody on the date. Like, fuck. Like, well, address as a woman about in a backstreet bar. Sometimes I do the odd wedding and make a bride cry, and sometimes I just do things because it's a gag for a flute band. But no, aspirations.
Do you know what I used to hate? No, when they go, what do you do for fun? I'd be like, sit in front of the TV and nothing.
Wank aggressively.
Like, I do nothing. No extracurricular.
I scroll my phone.
Don't speak, apparently. That's a fucker.
It's... I just scroll the fuck on my phone, like on TikTok. Yeah. I'm like, oh, look at the ring else. Oh, look, well, scrolling like fuck. Even though you've just scrolled it, you open the app again, go back to the same shit.
I do that all the time. I'll literally scroll, close the app, and then open the same app again.
Open it, but you don't realise you're doing it. It's like, oh, fuck, I've just, like, it's me right here. You just scroll through, go, oh, no. And then, no message. And then you just go back on and go, nothing's changed in the past 30 seconds. Like, it isn't going to become like.
The same blank profile.
Wow, it's the same profile. Call me fruitcake. It's like, this isn't the place to be calling somebody a fruitcake. Like, this is a bakery, darling.
I think we're all fruitcakes.
This is the bakery. You're in the bakery, my fucker. Mental bastard. Crazy fuckers. Absolutely mental. What other stories do I have that have been written in? Oh God, there's... Let me see. Blind date in 2022. So 22 years later, still can't get rid of him for fuck's sake. Should have stood him up.
Gag.
So that one worked out. That was Ginsta 2020. That's Ginsta. What we must have set up new Instagram up in 2020. Ginsta. Or she has Ginstagram. That's what it is. Oh, I can't joke. I'm such a dick. Oh, fuck me, Grant. Oh. So, Becca, where can we find you if we would like to come and shout, Oi, Robert, you can't. Sorry, Robert Brown, who does obviously start sometimes before you guys on a night.
Yes, so every Friday in Fifth Street Friday with night. Chrissy Toxicity.
Ooh, Tits McGee.
Me, Christopher. Christopher. Special guests. Yeah, every Friday from 9 till 11. But the first Friday of every month is Boo Boo, so we start from 11.
Oh, so it's a later one on the first Friday. Yeah.
But come down early because then you get to see them all walking about in the smoking area with their arses out.
Bum.
And their tops off and all. It's lovely.
Ah, but they're birds.
But not all of them. So here,
I'm only Reagan. I love the Bears. I was there a couple of months ago doing Mr. Bear.
You say you were.
It was great.
I fucking love you in there.
How many pegs have you got stuck to your arse? Let me pick them off from the teeth. It'll be great.
And some Saturdays.
Do the odd Saturdays where you cover your cover girl, put the bass in your walk. And of course, she would step in for me as an ad hoc charter whenever I'm not there or doing other things.
Whenever you're flying around the world.
When I'm also flying the world with the airline, it's absolutely amazing. I've been up from fucking 4 a.m. and I'm like, I can't come in tonight because I have to be awake and I need to be in bed for 10 o'clock. You feel like such a child. You're like, I'm going to bed at 10 with no life. Get up and take people on their holidays and they're like, do you get to sleep over? No, love. I'm going to be in my house by 1:30, eating a fucking sandwich. No. Pick that shit. Pick those Pringles off your fat tits and fuck up. Oh, the things, and I'm part time, but geez, the things you still see, and you're like, my God, are humans real? Are they actually?
What was that thing you told me about the window? One of them.
Oh, I landed in Ibiza one night, like quite late. It must be like 11:30, near 12. It's the Wednesday or Saturday night Ibiza, which I no longer have to do as I'm part time. Yay! And I was like, why is this window blind closed? What the fuck? Each one was open, so I was like, oop, I flipped the window blind open. And what was stuck to it was a used tampon.
Jesus Christ.
Fully red, ready to go. Simply Red, the music band. And the first thing I done was run and grab my phone because I wanted to take a picture.
Of course you did.
I thought it was a fucking gag. I was like, dirty bastards. Get me gloves right now. Did I peel this off the window? Then scrubbed it down my antibiotic. We actually had to get the Spanish cleaners on board. They're like, we do call, we clean the bombs. Like, yes. Because it was bodily fluids and stuff. You can't be fucking. Yeah. You can't be too careful. Some hair.
Stankin'.
But it was like some bent from Belfast did that.
Of course it was.
If you're listening to this and you put your tampon against a window in Ibiza, and then close the line, you better fucking reveal yourself, bitch, because I want to give you money. I want to give you £100 cash prize to get fucking washed, you cunt. Fine. I've also had a toilet seat lid down and somebody shit on top of the toilet seat lid. I think it was out of badness because they don't like camera crew.
Yeah, but there was one that when I was living in Portugal, I worked in an Irish bar and some fella went down to the guard's toilets, don't know why, shit all over the floor, took off his shorts, washed them in the sink, dried them in the hand dryer, went up and ordered another pint.
Shit in the floor.
Shit in the floor.
he obviously was trying to get to the toilet, but it was just coming out. To the toilet, went, well, it's done. Just washed him and went and got another pint.
It's like, oh, it's happening. It's
I walked in and he was sitting
there. We started this podcast talking about me pushing myself at the front door, and now we're ending it with Fallon Board just shit himself. And do you ever find in these bars where it's the heat downstairs, heat rises, and you're like,
yeah,
there's a queer amount of shite coming. Or when, as I said with Robert Brown as well, you walk along the streets and you just smell pure and utter sulfur and shite, and you're like, I've arrived. No, I'm here. I've arrived. Oh my god.
Smell holidays. Oh, like, smell
shite. You smell it, hot shite. And they're like, no, I thought it's like the smell of Hawaiian tropic in the beach. No, it's pure and utter whole.
It serves.
It's anus. Pure hot anus. Unadulterated anus at 37 degrees. Hot anus. That's what we want. We want all of that anus right now on our holidays. I'm fucking wild. But that is that's just, yeah. If I arrive at sometimes in the airport and the plane's getting the shite sucked out of it, like, do you want me to do the toilets? I'm like, yes, where do I live? And they go and they suck out, because people think they drop it into the water. Because you're flying, they just drop shite out. Like, imagine being on a boat next thing, on a cruise, land the deck, bang, shite, dead. No. It's, I think years and
years. Is that your description on Grindr? It sucked the shite out of me, like the EasyJet planes.
Suck the shite out of me like an aircraft. Tagline, don't be shy, I'm fully boarded and ready for a long day. You read it as well.
The exits are right here and here.
Don't, I'm a clean freak. I'm like, you need to have them balls washed. Like, yeah. Fuck me. Even just give them an oil wash with a baby wipe or something. But that's why, having fucking,
do you know the way gay people are obsessed with, like, fancying straight men? I'm like, see, if I find out you're straight, you're instantly unattractive to me because your butthole's dirty.
Oh, my God, leaping. Has it washed or wiped or not? And you're like, give it a courtesy wiper and fucking come back at that. And then let me just get you a power hose before you come upstairs. But what was I saying about the fucking, I said something about the jet there, and I was like, what was I talking about? Tangent podcast, there you fucking go. Losing thoughts.
It's not a tangent, it's a bit of turbulence.
It's a bit of turbulence in the podcast. You're not saying, what happened? Don't know. You're telling me what love said to your tea, you're going to have a Sprite. All right. Bumps have hit, and we're not too sure what's happening. We're not sure. I love the job, it's fucking great.
It's brilliant.
Every time I go in, I'm like, what's the gag, 5 minutes? If I went to do Bristol back the other day, and it'd take me fucking 5-6 hours because of the winds. It would fit up like a fucking kite. Remember Storm Kathleen or whatever she was called? Yeah. Storm fucking Susan McConville. Yeah, there's a way like a bastard in there, and I was sitting there like, ha ha, laughing. There's a fella sitting, shitting his niggers near crying, and I was like,
oh my god.
And they're like, is it going to be okay? It's like, the wing came on. What? I'm like, it's all right, don't worry, love, my humour will keep it up.
The left phalange.
Or the knee repull. That wasn't an answer. Ooh, you're the winner of this week's challenge. You win yourself $250,000. Michelle, great, smashing. Drag Race nutshell.
Oh my god, who needs to get on Drag Race when you've got this?
Wouldn't even take myself on a fuck that. The people that listened to her mental, they'd be like, your eyeshadow was two colours too blue, I'm offended, I'm sorry, but you have destroyed the whole blue community, and yeah, you're from Ireland, you're not from Ireland, you're from Belfast, fuck gay, you're in. You're like, how did you link that? And you just sit in a one bedroom flat by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've never, or people that never done drag in their life, like, I could slay it. Like,
no, there was like that trend, because you know the way, like, there's that thing on TikTok where, like, it gives you random drag queens and you rank them?
Yeah. Oh,
there was all these, like those twinks that, like, think being a bitch is a personality, and they're like,
yeah,
these are the, I'm going to rank the queens so I think I can beat the lip sync, and it's like, you've never done drag in your fucking life, love. Like, I don't think you could beat anyone in lip sync, never mind.
The only lip sync you've done is some boys' arse going, licking the fuck out of it, that's the lip sync you're doing, bitch. They said, I could slay it. I'm like, could you? Go. And then they got up their four legs like a boy with polio, and
like Bambi just literally coming out of the womb, like, oop.
I'm like, go on, show me your confidence, take your bra off, do something, come on. Once again, if you'd be interested in doing a Friday or Saturday night, because you're more than welcome, come on down.
We like our guests.
I fucking love a guest, but just have the balls to come and speak in person and say hi.
Yeah,
I would love to do the show, and yep, you get it, it's right there. I bring the diary in person now, a big giant diary. Oh, every day it's a page for a day, page a day diary. I'm like, right, licking my finger and all, going to write, let me just see now, what have I got next month, love, darling? I've got a blow dry and it's sex, pick your shows. Friday nights with Becca Boots in Union Street Bar, and Becca Boots, she's there doing all of the cabaret, the crack, the banter and more, and you could walk away with a prize worth of nothing. It's going to be a great night. I'm of course then Saturday at Union Street Bar, and of course you may see Becca Boots as a guest actor, guest host, because I might be toast off that night. But Becca, thank you for joining me on this lovely Things podcast of tangents and turbulence and tangents. We're gonna go with that. Guys, thank you for listening. You have absolutely been amazing. I do apologize for the week's break that we did have. It was down to depression. No, I just needed a wee bit of a week just to gather myself and just literally go, right, where are we? What's happening? I have so much.
She's getting RSL bleach, I'm telling you.
Don't tell my secrets. I will be back again next week with more fabulous guests, more crack, more banter. And in the meantime, make sure you follow me on the social medias and Begabytes on all social medias at Beyonce. Her no, she's at Becca Boots. Isn't that right?
That Queen Becca.
That's Queen Becca.
Because there was a real woman called Rebecca Boots.
Was there really?
For me.
Oh, let's everybody report her for nudity. Report her for being an absolute creep. We'll get her removed so you can be Rebecca Boots. At That Queen Rebecca. And on Facebook, you are...
Yep.
A fella. That's right. So yeah, on Instagram, That Queen Becca Boots. And I am on all social media platforms and all the names are Instagram, blah, 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 blah. Nobody gives a shit. But anyway, thank you for listening. You have been amazing. We'll see you on the next episode of the Laundry Room Podcast. In the meantime, thank you, Becca.
Thank you.
See you all soon. Good night. God bless.